Chapter 7.
I have to work late tonight, on a case. I'm just going to shoot home and grab some leftovers out of my fridge. Maybe we can grill out tomorrow night?
Jack's voice crackled from the cell phone Lexi had pressed to her ear as she pulled into her driveway.
Sure, that sounds great.
Okay. Well, I gotta run. I'll call you tomorrow.
Bye.
Lexi snapped the phone shut. It's not like she was counting on seeing Jack tonight. He often had to work late when a case was heating up. But the last-minute notice left her without plans. Oh, well, such is the life of a police detective's fiancé, she said to herself as she opened her front door. Sprinkles greeted her in a flurry of white fur as she pushed the door open. Lexi bent down to scratch the little poodle Shih Tzu Mix's head. Looks like it's a girl's night in tonight, Sprinkles. Lexi dropped her purse on the couch and went straight to the kitchen with Sprinkles hot on her heels. She opened the fridge and pulled out a bottle of white Zinfandel, uncorked it, and poured it into a crystal wine glass from the cupboard. Sprinkles danced around her food bowl, alternating looks between the empty bowl and Lexi. Are you hungry? Lexi felt her own stomach nag at her. She filled Sprinkles' bowl from a canister of dry dog food she kept on the counter, then opened the fridge to rummage for her own supper. Let's see. Leftover carrot cake, tuna, spaghetti, and a slice of week-old pizza. What will it be? She stood back with her wine glass in her hand, deciding which appealed to her the most. After a few seconds, she grabbed the carrot cake and a fork and sat at the small kitchen table. The carrot cake was sweet, and the cream cheese frosting was tangy, which balanced the sweetness perfectly. Lexi figured she was getting at least two of the basic food groups, vegetables from the carrots and dairy from the cream cheese. The wine wasn't the best complement to it, but she managed to drain the glass anyway. Lexi pushed her chair back from the table, then crossed the kitchen to dump the cake plate in the sink. Sprinkles followed her, eyeing the space between the plate and the ground with hawk-like attention, just in case a crumb fell. Once the plate was in the sink, with no hope of a stray crumb falling, Sprinkles made her way over to the door and scratched at it to go out.
You have to go out?
Lexi asked the obvious. She held the door open for the little dog. Sprinkles wasn't much of an outdoor dog. She usually just went out and did her business, then ran back in. So Lexi was surprised when she took off toward the fence that separated her yard from Jack's. Sprinkles, come back. Lexi slipped out the door after her, running across the grass in her bare feet. Lexi's heart sank when Sprinkles ignored her and slipped through the missing board in the fence. Lexi followed, barely squeezing herself through, and popped out into Jack's backyard. Sprinkles stood at Jack's door, wagging her tail. Lexi ran over to grab her. She started to scold the dog, but her heart melted when those adoring brown eyes looked up at her, and she reached down to pet her instead. She could hardly get mad at the dog. Sprinkles was used to making the trip between the two houses, and Jack spoiled her rotten. It was no wonder she wanted to visit.
He's not home, silly.
A movement inside Jack's house caught her eye. Lexi peered through the window in the kitchen door. A white, sheer curtain over the window obstructed the view, but Lexi could make out shadowy movements inside the kitchen. Didn't Jack say he wouldn't be home? She pressed her face against the glass to get a better look. Her heart froze in her chest. She could make out two silhouettes. One looked like Jack, and the other was a bit more shapely. A woman. Just then, Sprinkles let out a bark and leaped up against the door. The door swung in, causing Lexi to lose her balance. She tumbled into the kitchen, face first. She stumbled a few steps and then caught herself. Straightening up, a jolt of electricity pierced her heart when she saw who was standing in front of her. She sucked in a deep breath, feeling as if the wind had been knocked out of her. Standing in Jack's kitchen,
looking like she was right at home, was the blonde she'd seen Jack with the other day. His ex-girlfriend. Jack bent down to pet Sprinkles, while Lexi and the blonde sized each other up. She was pretty up close, Lexi thought grudgingly. Baby blue eyes and blonde hair. A little too much makeup, though. Lexi's heart sank as she compared the other woman's clingy silk tank top and perfectly matched skirt to her flower-covered, oversized t-shirt and jeans. The other woman's outfit was tasteful, but left no doubt that her tall frame carried a body of Barbie doll perfect proportions. Lexi felt like a dwarf beside her. Her curvy but petite frame seemed even shorter than usual, considering she didn't have any shoes on to add to her height. To top it all off, the other woman was wearing a gorgeous pair of hot pink Steve Weitzman platforms, which made her legs look even longer and her stature even taller.
What are you doing here?
Was it her imagination, or did she hear guilt edge into Jack's voice? Lexi slid her eyes over to meet Jack's, her heart clenching when she saw how nervous he looked. Sprinkles ran over from my house. I thought you were working. She glanced from Jack to the woman.
Oh, I am. I just came home to pick up these leftovers for supper.
Jack held up a styrofoam container. Lexi remembered he had said he was going to stop in to pick up his dinner. Apparently, he had just forgotten to mention it would be with another woman.
Jack cleared his throat. Lexi, this is an old friend.
Simone. He gestured to the other woman.
Simone, this is my fiancée, Lexi Baker.
The two women narrowed their eyes at each other as they shook hands. Lexi got the distinct impression that Simone was sizing her up much the same way a snake sizes up its prey, right before it attacks. Oh, I didn't know you were engaged. Simone snuck a look at Lexi's ring finger. Lexi wondered if Jack had conveniently forgotten to mention that he had a fiancé, or if it simply hadn't come up in conversation. Jack stood off to the side, fidgeting and running his fingers through his hair. Are you working together? Lexi asked innocently.
What? Oh, no. Simone just happened to stop by unexpectedly.
Oh, that was good timing. I mean, since you just stopped by the house to pick up your supper. Actually, I was waiting for Jack. Simone said, I'm only in town for a few days, and I really wanted to spend some time catching up. I didn't realize he would be working tonight. You didn't have enough time the other day? Lexi raised an eyebrow at the other woman, but was smart enough not to voice her thoughts. Jack came over beside Lexi. He tried to put his arm around her, but she shrugged him off, bending down to pick up Sprinkles instead. Well, I'll let you two catch up then. She turned toward the door without even a look at Jack. Jack sprinted after her.
Lexi, wait.
Her stomach flipped as he grabbed her by her arm and turned her to face him. Looking up into his eyes, she saw a pleading look pass through them. Lexi wrinkled her brow. This was all very confusing. On the one hand, it seemed like Jack was trying to reassure her that everything was fine. But on the other, he had an ex-girlfriend in his kitchen. Lexi didn't know what to think, and decided the best course of action was to polish off the bottle of wine she'd left on her kitchen counter before making any rash decisions. Jack tried to lean in to kiss her, but she was still holding Sprinkles, so he couldn't get close enough, which was just fine with Lexi. She wasn't sure she wanted a kiss from Jack right now.
I'll call you tomorrow,
he said, managing to brush his lips against her forehead.
We're still on for tomorrow night, right?
Sure, Lexi said, her stomach plummeting as she walked out the door. She wasn't sure what was going on. She couldn't say for sure that Jack was cheating on her. It could be all innocent on his part. But judging by the looks she was getting from Simone, everything wasn't all innocent on her part. She could sense a hint of purpose and shrewdness behind those baby blue eyes. Jack might not be doing anything wrong, but Lexi knew one thing for sure. Simone was up to something.